breaking news on WTOP.
It was 3 days before thousands of rioters converged on the U.S. Capitol. There was an internal Capitol Police intelligence report, and it warned of a violent scenario in which Congress itself could be the target of angry supporters of President Trump on January 6th. Joining us live now, the journalist who broke this story tonight, Washington Post political investigative reporter Carol Lenick. Carol, can you detail more about what this memo said, what this report said as a warning?
I'd be happy to, or rather, Dimitri, I should say I'm depressed to share it. 3 days before the January 6th storming of the Capitol by a violent mob, an intel unit in the Capitol Police Force had completed a 12-page report. And their conclusion was, we're warning you now that this protest is going to be different than others. It's going to be larger than any of the Trump MAGA rallies that have been happening this fall. It's going to be more violent. Organizers are asking people to be armed to the teeth, to bring things as weird as gas masks and reinforced bulletproof vests. And the target is not counter-protesters or Trump haters or Biden lovers. It is Congress itself. And that warning went out to all the captains and the command staff of the Capitol Police at a time when they were trying to make their security plans. It unfortunately didn't have as big an impact on the security plans as the intel unit might have hoped, because they pretty much predicted exactly what happened.
That's what I was going to say. It is eerie that this was a fortune-telling report in all ways. So why didn't they listen to it? Why wasn't it heeded?
Well, it's funny. It was heeded in one way, and it was mitigated in another. Chief Sund, who was the Capitol Police chief until resigning in the wake of the security failures and the siege, he got this intel report, and he's declined to discuss the details of it with me. But I know from other sources that he got this report on the 3rd, and that's what made him go to the sergeants at arms in the Senate and the House, his bosses, and say, look, guys, I think I need emergency activation of the National Guard. They turned him down and said that they didn't like the idea of that. They didn't like the optics of the military looming over the Capitol. They didn't think their leadership, their bosses, the Speaker Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, would agree. So they said no. The other thing that Chief Sund did as a result of this report, my sources tell me, is he decided to expand the perimeter dramatically. Usually you have a perimeter around the Capitol that keeps people away from the building, the balconies, the portico. This time they pushed the perimeter out to First Avenue. They wanted everybody far, far away. Unfortunately, there were a lot of people reading this report who concluded that it would be a little bit worse than others, but not that much worse. Basically, Capitol Police had seen protests with militia. They'd seen protests with people that were violent, but they thought that would be the minority of this group. There might be little skirmishes, but ultimately it was something they could handle as long as they kept their eyes, kept their watch. And they couldn't have been more wrong.
I don't know that this is included in this particular report, or even if we can speculate at this point, but just as some of the rioters are now being rounded up and prosecuted, could somebody in authority in Capitol Police face some charges because of this somewhere down the line?
I don't think criminal charges are at all possible. I think, you know, people will accuse certain people of negligence. People will say you didn't really take us seriously. But, you know, I take this in context. A police chief got an intel report that was pretty scary. He tried to make some adjustments. He tried to emergency activate the National Guard. He got rebuffed. He tried to make do, and it didn't work. The other context that's important to keep in mind is the Capitol Police wasn't the only unit finding out that there were warnings of armed conflict, that this protest was going to be different. MPD was getting intelligence that was concerning. The FBI, the day before the protest, got an alert out of their Norfolk office, Norfolk, which happens to be a bastion of former operators and ex-military. And in Norfolk, the FBI office alerted that there were groups of protesters streaming towards Washington, and they were talking about war on the Capitol. That alert never really got sounded. You know, that red blinking light never was put on the dashboard for most of the local law enforcement. They just didn't know that. And in fact, the FBI never even briefed their bosses, the FBI director, because it wasn't what they viewed to be serious enough or actionable enough to take it to him.
We so appreciate having you on tonight with us, Carol. Thank you.
Of course. My pleasure.
That is Washington Post political investigative reporter Carol Lenig saying there was a report from Capitol Police 3 days before the riot warning that the riot would come.